This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:05, time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Batesman Technologies, call 618-372-7077. And by the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Tobinat, thank you very much, and welcome to Sports Saturday. Believe it or not, pitchers and catchers for the Redbirds report today to Jupiter, Florida. We're having spring-like weather here in mid-Illinois.
Although about two-thirds of the pitchers have already been in Jupiter here for about a week.
They're so chomping at the bit.
They are chomping at the bit to get going and get into this 2012 season.
A lot to prove.
Oh, yeah.
For every player on that roster.
Not only is there a lot to prove that the Cardinals are a quality ball club, but a lot to prove for the new manager. They want to do a great job for him to reassure Cardinal fans and Cardinal management that they picked the right guy.
Professional athletes get told that they're not going to be any good. Yeah. Usually they play with a chip on the shoulder. With no La Russa and no Pujols this year, all they're hearing about is, well, you guys don't have this, you don't have that, you're not going to compete here, you're not going to compete there. Eventually you get tired of hearing that, and you usually have a pretty solid season.
Yeah, you can, yes.
Yeah, and I still say, guys that tell them proven wrong, when the season is half over or so, people say, hey, this is a good ball club. I think they can be a better ball club than they were a year ago.
I agree, because the bullpen, to me, is much better at the start of the year than it was really the first 5 months of last year. And that, with Wainwright back, there's no reason to think they won't be a better club. And sure, injury is always a factor, but they had a lot of injuries last year. Well, every big player they had last year spent some time on the disabled list, forgetting the fact that Wainwright was out the whole year. So, I mean, they had the injuries last year and overcame, so there's no reason to think they won't be right there for the division crown in September.
Probably the one thing they won't have, obviously, is the clutch hitting of Albert Pujols with, you know, two men on late in the ball game, and just the ability that Albert had to drive home some runs. But that doesn't mean somebody else will not step up to the plate and take advantage of the opportunity. And with Mike Matheny, you might see a little more of the old National League style baseball, taking the extra base, stealing a base now and then. We'll see.
And I look for Lance Bergman and Holiday and the
Beltran.
Beltran. I look for this to be a pretty awesome threesome.
That's and a pretty good 3-4-5.
And then put Yadier in there. Is Yadier going to keep improving? You know, I just can't see where this couldn't be a better ball club than they were a year ago.
Yeah, I really have to agree with that. And the clutches of Yadi has grown each and every year he's been in the big league. So
confidence.
Albert commanded the big money and a lot of the limelight, but just as important to that team was Yadier Molina. And I've said that for years, that Cardinal success is based so much on that backstop position.
And with no Dave Duncan this year, Yadi becomes even that much more important for the pitching staff, because you have complete confidence just to send him out there and let him go. He's going to call the right pitches. He's going to make the right decisions in the ballgame, much like his new manager did when he was behind the plate.
And I think there'll be a special bond between those two. The former catcher, now the manager, and Molina. And to me, really, the Cardinals have a huge task. Right off the bat, they ought to get Yadi signed and make him happy, make sure everybody knows he wants to be a Cardinal and will stay a Cardinal for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Let's hope they don't pull the same
crap that they did with
Pujols. Let's
hope.
Yeah.
I believe the first spring training broadcast comes up on March 5th.
10th.
10th.
Yeah. Is it March?
Okay, the first game must be March 5th.
Yeah, March 5th.
First broadcast.
First broadcast.
March 10th. Right around the corner.
Yes.
And, you know, getting back to Molina for a minute, here's a catcher who's not afraid to walk out to the mound and chew a little butt.
He will do that. Absolutely.
You know,
but he has the right way.
Listen to
him. He does it the right way.
Yes, he does.
I mean, it's not just he's a smart guy.
Well, he knows, he can tell when that pitcher's kind of losing the concentration up here, what he should be doing, and, you know, go out and straighten him out and go on from there.
The youngest of the catching Molina brothers. Yeah, three brothers, all catchers in the big leagues.
And all have World Series rings.
All have World Series rings. What are the odds and percentages?
Do they all have two? I think they all have two, don't they?
I don't think they all have two. I don't think so. I think two of them have two.
Two of them have two? Okay.
One of them got that second one with the Yankees a few years ago, and then Benji or Jose, one of them only has one.
Okay.
They got with the Angels.
But that's pretty impressive.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
That's not bad. If you got five or six World Series rings between three brothers, you take that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And another big factor, I think, in the Cardinals' favor is they, you look at their divisions, Cincinnati improved themselves a little bit, but nobody else. Pittsburgh's young and got potential in the future, but I don't think they're quite there yet. But, hey, you know, this division is ripe for the picking.
Brewers have gotten worse, obviously.
They made no improvements. A lot worse.
The Reds, to me, a serious contender. The Pirates got A.J. Burnett, but like you said, Uncle Ralph, when you haven't had a winning season since 1992, it's hard to be taken seriously going into the season. Now, they had a good first half last year, and then fell off, of course, in the second half. At some point, like the Cubs, they're going to win. I mean, the law of averages suggests at some point they will be good, but 2012, not going to be the year. Who knows? The world might end before they ever get to it.
You talk you talk about Burnett's, and you have to say tongue-in-cheek, well, if he couldn't do it for the Yankees, can he do it for the Pirates?
Yeah, but you know what, Uncle Ralph? There's a long list of pitchers who couldn't do it for the Yankees and could do it for the other clubs in baseball. He's got a lot of talent, and he was good in Florida. He was good in Toronto before he went to the Yankees. For whatever reason, pitchers in New York have problems.
Yeah. Pitchers do.
Yeah.
Short porch and right field for one.
That doesn't help.
A lot of additional pressure playing in the Big Apple.
Yeah. And he'll go to pitching in front of about what? 6,000-7,000 people a night in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So we'll see how he enjoys that.
Except when the Cubs and the Cardinals come to town.
Then you got a bigger crowd.
Then they'll have bigger crowd.
That's right.
Yeah. But it'll be an interesting season and should be a great season competition-wise, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so pitchers and catchers report today to Jupiter.
Just wondering about the progress of the talks with the Players Union and the Commissioner's Office about the additional wild card team this year, because it's still a possibility this year.
They're going to have to get that decided pretty quick.
Yeah.
I think they would have to decide that before spring training really gets started. Maybe they have to the end of spring training, I guess.
I would think they'd probably have till the end of spring training.
And as I understand the format of that, it's a one-game deal.
Yeah. I like that.
Winner take the next round. So, hey, I like that.
Basically game 163.
There you go. Just a play-in game.
That's right. So opening day will be here before we know it for the 2012 defending champion St. Louis Cardinals. Hard to believe that boys' regionals get underway next week. We're going to have all sorts of basketball for you on the radio beginning on Monday. A triple header Monday, a quadruple header on Tuesday. All the action right here on WSMI FM 106. We will have coverage from the North Green Regional, the East Alton Wood River Regional, the Edinburgh Regional, and the Painter Regional. Did I miss any?
Nope. You got them all.
That's it.
It's called covering the bases as much as you can. So.
Absolutely.
And, of course, we still have on the other side, we still have the Painter Girls going.
That's right.
Yeah.
I guess they're that's our only representative in the
Local team stand.
Yeah.
Because Taylorville got beat last night. So
where would Paina be if Schoonover hadn't gotten hurt?
Oh.
How much of a threat would they be? And I'm not sure I don't know if you have the brackets in front of you, Terry.
And I don't have the girls with me.
Maybe Tobin can look it up to see if Paina will run into Q&D before the state championship game.
Well, no, because Supers are set for Monday night. So Paina will take on, who was it?
Right, but will they run in? If they got to state, would they run into Q&D in the semi? That's what I'm wondering, if they can get to the state title game without having to run into Q&D, because you're trying to avoid them like the plague. Stay away from them.
Strange things happen, though, at a state tournament.
They do. The best team does not always win, but after seeing Quincy Notre Dame, I think they're going to win.
Well, certainly the odds-on favorite.
It would be an upset of epic proportions.
Mm-hmm.
If they did not win the state title. Mm-hmm. But people thought that last year about Bloomington Central Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Q&D beat them.
I've wondered several times in listening to the games if there has been in the history of girls basketball, State of Illinois, a team with three sisters on the team who actually were on the floor at the same time.
Probably T-Town.
T-Town might have, yeah.
Kneebriggies, Bronze, yeah.
Yeah, they might have.
But certainly,
I would say that would be probably the best guess.
Amazingly, guys, There's no T-Town this time.
How about that? How about that?
What's up with that?
It happens, I guess.
On either side, I think
the
boys got
beat. T-Town, so.
Yeah, you know, the boys are not, well, they're average, but the girls got beat.
But good for Painter, though, because you like to see teams overcome adversity. And when Alex Kunover went down with the ACL injury out for the year, I think a lot of people wrote Painter off like, well, they're not going to do much in the postseason this year. But those girls that are left have stepped up in a huge way,
yes.
And here they are in the Elite Eight.
And when you're speaking of Painter boys, of course, they're hosting the regional. And number one, Painter playing at Painter, very difficult. And the Panther boys team, very, very good this year.
Yes,
as well.
They are.
Extremely good. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, their guards are knocking down shots. Yeah. They're going to be a load in that regional, no doubt about it. We will have Greenville and Litchfield from that Painter regional on Tuesday night. The winner will get Painter, and then Vandy and Hillsborough also on Tuesday night. The winner will get Carlisle. They're kind of the wild card in that regional.
Yeah, and the Greenville, Litchfield, Vandy, Hillsborough games will be the rubber game of the match.
That's right.
For the series for, the, for those two teams, or those four teams. So
yeah, Carlisle is kind of the
unknown quantity.
Well, they're the
one
that's been pulled up from the South.
The only non-South Central team in the regional.
Yeah. So
that means they'll probably win it. That's just the way it works and the way it goes.
Well, I'll tell you what, Carlisle comes out of a tough area.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the competition they get down there is a little different than teams in our neck of the woods generally get.
Could be interesting. Should be interesting. That's why we hope it's interesting.
That's right.
Because it's tournament a week.
So we'll have lots of basketball for you on the radio beginning on Monday night. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Litchfield and Hillsborough boys. Dale Valentine, Matt DeLuca, both wrapping up their high school careers. And if you think about it, folks in Litchfield and Hillsborough have been very fortunate to watch those two young men play basketball the last 4 years. We'll talk about that following these messages.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech, or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For money saving coupons, that's MidwestBasementTech.com. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment.
And at 9:17, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Partly cloudy skies for today. Expect highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy skies continuing on through tonight. We'll have lows in the upper 20s. Heading into tomorrow, partly cloudy skies once again. Expect a high Sunday of around 40 degrees. Right now at 9:18, we have a temperature reading of 35 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Stop by Roach's Direct Maytag Home Appliance Center, where they have a sale on all in-stock Maytag and Whirlpool washers and dryers with rebates on select pairs. Save water and energy costs with the Whirlpool High Efficiency Front Load Duet with 6-Sense technology, or the Maytag Bravo's X Top Load Washer with Power Wash. Special financing available during the sale at Roach's Direct Maytag Home Appliance Center, historic Route 66 in Litchfield, south of the stoplight. They service what they sell.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:19, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Thank you, Tobinot. And if the Painter girls can get to the state title game, they will run in to Q&D. So they can
avoid as long as Q&D continues to win.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
Stranger things have happened.
That would be a big shock.
Oh, sure.
If the Raiders were not playing for the state crown on that last day of the basketball season.
After what we've seen.
Yes. Oh, man.
But what it seems to me that, and I can't think of who it is, but Pena girls have got a pretty tough opponent coming up.
Coming up. Let's
Supers.
See. Yes.
Well, once you get to the Supers, they're all pretty tough.
Well, yeah.
It's not a cake.
There's no gimmies.
Nashville.
Nashville, yeah. Nashville girls traditionally very
good. You get this far, though, and you're running into a tough opponent, no doubt about it.
And Nashville will play a very controlled style, possession-oriented game.
40 points will probably win.
First one to 40 wins. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't think of who it was, but...
Guys, last night it was senior night at Simmons Gymnasium for the Litchfield Purple Panthers, and first-year head coach Drew Logan had to face off against his old squad, the Mount Olive Wildcats, but Litchfield got the victory last night, and they said goodbye to a nice group of seniors. Dale Valentine was recognized for his 1,000-point scoring mark before the ball game. They got him a nice plaque to honor that. And as I was doing the game and I was driving home, I was just thinking about how fortunate the people in Litchfield and Hillsboro have been the last 4 years, in Litchfield to watch Dale Valentine, in Hillsboro to watch Matt DeLuca. Now, the win-loss total over the last 4 years, you know, not staggering or impressive by any regard for either Litchfield or Hillsboro, but as far as just individual talents go, Valentine and DeLuca, a couple of outstanding basketball players, and it's kind of strange that they're basically the same player. You know, I mean, if you just threw them into a bowl and pulled one out, I don't know that you could really tell the difference between the two. And the fact that they play for Litchfield and Hillsboro just makes it even odder.
Yeah, they were both outstanding athletes, as you said, Tim, and it's shocking when you watch them. If you like when Hillsboro played Litchfield, the similarity between the two is really fascinating.
About the same height,
mm-hmm.
you know, about the same width of the body, same build physically. Both can handle the ball. Both can shoot the three. Both got a nice array of post moves.
Both guys have worked extremely hard over their career to improve their basketball skills, to get them to the 1,000-point mark, plus other aspects of the ball game. I mean, we forget about, you know, the scoring part of it is very good, but the rebounding part, the ability to block out, the passing game, you know, both guys are pretty good passers. Both guys do a nice job rebounding. Both guys do a lot of things well to improve the overall aspect of the ball club.
Both guys are team leaders.
Yeah. Both guys have played since freshman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's staggering, really, if you just sit back and think about the comparisons between the two. They're so similar.
Yeah. I think
see them both playing college ball if they want to.
I
think small college, yeah.
I think they could fit right into a nice program, absolutely.
The thing with DeLuca was when he scored his 1,000th point, and Aaron Duff called me and said, this is what we're going to do, because they had a ceremony in Hillsboro for him. I'm like, where did that come from? It's like, you know, you keep watching him play, and I get, you know, he drops 20 points a game, you know, consistently. It adds up fairly quickly. It's like, where did it come from?
The thing about these two guys, and is as far as their point totals are concerned, a lot of times it's a quiet 25 points.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's spread out over the entire ball game. You know, they don't have one quarter where they pop in 15 or 16 points necessarily, but it's kind of spread out over the ball game. Then at the end, you're going, 25 points. Didn't seem like they touched the ball that much. Well, they had a good night shooting, you know, made some good passes, got everybody else involved in the game.
But when they get hot,
they are
as hot as you will see. I remember earlier in the year when Hillsboro beat Vandy at Hillsboro, DeLuca, he was on fire.
Yeah.
That first half, I think he pumped in close to 20 points in the first half. He was just raining threes. Yeah. I've seen Valentine get equally as hot, and they know it. You know, mm-hmm. those are the guys you can basically tell from the first shot of their ball game if they're going to have one of those nights. And more times than not, they have one of those nights. But if you keep them quiet for three quarters, that doesn't mean anything because they can explode on you at the drop of a hat.
And a lot of, you know, they get an awful lot of attention defensively, these guys do. And yet they come up with their points. And that's a great thing to say about them because they work hard away from the basketball. They work very hard away from the ball.
And being their of their stature, they get a few points by just their physical structures and their strength.
And joining us on the phone right now, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers, Drew Logan. Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning.
No problem.
Hey, we were just talking about the similarities between Dale Valentine and Matt DeLuca, how you look at him, they essentially have the same set of skills.
Yeah, when we played Hillsboro, I kind of felt like a lot of teams, I guess, feel against us. It's, you don't really have a matchup against them. You got a player that can take the outside shot, has good moves inside, has the ability to go off the dribble. Causes some really, and with their body size, it causes a serious matchup problem. So I kind of felt for some of the people to play us.
But not very long.
No, I don't feel too bad because, I was talking to Coach Boak the other night after the Pena game, and I'm like, we just don't match up with you guys. I said, they're good, but, man, we don't match up well at all. So.
And there are teams like that you just do not match up with.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of basketball, and that's what sometimes you get those head-scratching scores, and you wonder why the games were the way they were. A lot of times it boils down to matchups.
Well, Drew, it was a special night at Simmons last night as you sent your group of four seniors off with a nice victory against your old club, of course, the Mount Olive Wildcats. But to me, last night, that's what senior night is all about. A kid like Mitchell Eddington doesn't get a lot of minutes for you throughout the season. He gets the start last night and just has an outstanding ball game. He'll remember that for a long time.
Yeah, it was, we try, and I told the seniors the night before that, the only thing they're guaranteed is to start. They have to earn the rest of their playing time. If they go out and try to do something different than what we've done all year, then, we move kids in and we play the way we're supposed to play. And the seniors really went out there and kind of set the tone. Mitchell, I think, ended up with like 8 points and 5 assists. Had a real good ball game. And, like I told him, we had a little banquet afterwards. I told him, I said, the thing I'm most impressed with this season is I know he wants to play more, but there has not been one point this season where he stopped working in practice. There's not been a point where he's complained, and that's a sign of a mature young man.
And, Coach, we can't talk enough about the importance of that 6, 7, 8, 9, even 10 starter, what they do in practice to prepare the starting five for the game. They are a very important scenario, even though they don't get much playing time.
Yeah, I mean, in practice, you can't simulate completely what another team does, but it's nice when you've got some kids in there to push your starters. And we've really talked about that. I mean, I think our JV team this year ended up 12-3, had a really good year. And, it's nice to have those guys in practice pushing those older guys. And, whether it's making them think that their spot's not safe or just making them work hard in practice, definitely makes the team better.
Drew Logan, Litchfield head coach, joining us here on Sports Saturday. Well, your first regular season at Litchfield is done. It was an interesting season, to say the least. How would you sum it up?
Up and down, which I think is something that a lot of people can say this year. I mean, like I said, and we've talked about this as a team numerous times, when we do the little things and we work well as a team and we play hard as a group, we're a pretty tough team. When we don't, we're not very good. So, it's been real up and down. But at the same time, it's kind of re-energized me. And I spent 8 years at Mount Olive, and the kids that were out there playing against us last night, some of them I had in second and third grade as a teacher. So, I'm still close with them, and they know that I go to bat for them any chance I get. But at the same time, as I told them last year in my meeting before I left, when we meet up across the court, you know what I want to do. I'm going to try to beat you. So,
absolutely. I remember after that heartbreaking loss in the championship game of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament to Riverton, I remember sitting here the following Saturday and saying, I don't care what Litchfield's record is at the end of the year, they're going to be a tough out. And now here we are. You're going to get Greenville in the regional quarterfinal, and that's the rubber match.
Yeah. I mean, we went over to Greenville, and they kicked our butt. And we made a few changes before we played them at home. They had the subtraction in their lineup that obviously made a big difference. But, we played them here and I think beat them by 8. So now it's neutral court. Nobody really, I guess, has an advantage as far as home court advantage. And we'll kind of see how it plays out on Tuesday night.
And your regional next week, you may not have some of the strongest teams in it, but it's going to be a lot of parity between Hillsborough and you and Greenville and Vanday and Payne and the whole lot.
I'd venture to guess. I mean, between the top two seeds, I mean, you've got Carlisle, who has had Bree Central, the number one team in 2A, had them down late in the game. So they wouldn't be a surprise to be in there at the end. And paint on their home court is tough. So, you know, I told our kids I'd like to get my third shot at them, which that means you got to get through Greenville, which is definitely not going to be an easy task, but I'd love to play them a third time on their home court.
And Carlisle really is kind of the unknown quantity in that regional. You know they're going to be good, but we just haven't seen a whole lot of them around this area.
And I know Andy Palmer really well, their head coach. He was we actually almost met up in the sectional finals when I was in high school my senior year. He coached at Polk County, which is really far south, and so I know him pretty well, and I know he's got this group of kids when they were in middle school. Were really tough because they lined up with my hometown's middle school kids and played in the state championship. So I know them pretty well. I know they're tough and well coached. So they'll be a hard out for anybody.
And they come out of a tough area every night when they take the court down that area. You know, it's blood and guts play.
Yeah, and they played some good teams and they played some good teams well. And you know, Bree Central's obviously tough. They're ranked one for a reason and. They had them, I don't know if it was the third quarter, fourth quarter, and had them down. So it could be interesting. I mean, after the two seed, I think it's pretty much open. Those first two teams they're ranked there for a reason.
Well, Drew, as you look at your regional quarterfinal game with Greenville, if you had to narrow it down to one or two things that you guys need to do well to win that ball game, what would it be?
We have to handle their pressure. We struggled the first time. They ran a little jump trap and full court pressure type stuff that really bothered us the first time. And then they didn't do it nearly as much the last time we played them. And I think it was partially because they had switched their lineup. But we have to do a better job of handling their pressure. You know, and defensively they got some new guys in there that we didn't see much the first time. And even in the second game, I just saw recently that they had a freshman score 13 points when they beat Pena. So we've got to match up with the new guys that are on the floor.
Andrew, it seems to me that the play of Eric Donahoe and Peter Cui has really improved throughout the year.
Yeah, they have. They've gotten more comfortable as the season goes along. Peter started off really strong down at Metro. I think he was our second leading scorer. I don't know where he falls right now, but for the majority of the time at the beginning of the year, he was having really big games. Then he had kind of a slump. He's picked it back up lately, and Donahoe's just kind of came on towards the middle to end of the season. Playing really well. He's one of our best on-ball defenders. You know, and it's nice to have those kids because I know I got them coming back. So it's nice to have some guard play that I know will be back next year.
Well, Drew, thanks for a few minutes of your time. We will see you next week at Pena.
All right, thank you.
Drew Logan, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers, joining us here on Sports Saturday.
And when you take a look at the Pena Regional, obviously, as Drew said, the top two teams get the top two seeds because they're, you know, sporting.
Clearly the two best teams.
Clearly the two best teams there. But certainly the tenacity that you have to bring to the South Central Conference every night certainly will not hurt any of the other lower-seeded teams when they do battle there. The key there is being comfortable on Pena's floor. I just think there's a lot of teams that just do not get comfortable on Pena's floor, whether it's a psychological thing, whether it's a background thing. I don't know. They just don't play well there sometimes.
But you know why? Because they usually have to play Pena.
Because, well, yeah, yeah. But Pena does a great job of taking you out of your game.
Yes.
They force you out of your game, so you never get a chance to get comfortable.
So. Pena's so well coached.
Oh, they are.
So well coached.
They do. Yeah, Gary does a great job over there.
Yeah, they got a good program there, girls and boys. They lost their girls coach, and this gentleman seems to have stepped in and taken right over. But you talk to anybody, coach that goes in there to play, and they said, don't know what there is about it, but they are tough on their
own. Well, and a couple weeks ago we mentioned about pulling into the parking lot and you're 10 points down. That's one of those places. You pull into the parking lot, you're already down 10 points before you ever walk in the gym. You know,
that's right.
It's Pena, for goodness sakes.
It's like going to T-Town.
Yeah.
Hillsboro will be pulling into that parking lot on Tuesday night to take on the Vandalia Vandals. And joining us right now, the head coach of the Toppers, Joe Vanzo. Joe, thanks for a few minutes of your time.
Hey, thanks for calling me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's been kind of a interesting season for you guys. You've had some really good wins. How would you assess the regular season campaign?
I just got done listening to Coach Logan. Really, it's a lot of the same. It's been up and down. We started out the season really strong, and there in the middle, we really, really went through a tough stretch, and we had to battle through some adversity, and really the last couple weeks, we've kind of resurrected it a little bit, and we've finished it here strong.
I guess it's always great to be playing your best basketball at the end of the season.
Yes.
No matter how many slumps you have before, get playing well, get well at the end of the season.
Yeah, and even last night after the game, you know, told the kids, you know, what we've done up to this point, good or bad, doesn't matter. It's just going forward, you know, we need to play our best basketball on Tuesday night against a tough Vandalia team.
Joe, we were talking earlier about the similarities between Matt DeLuca and Dale Valentine. Just curious on your thoughts. You've seen them both for 4 years. They similar games.
Absolutely. They both have good post game. They both can face up and shoot it. They do a nice job handling the basketball. They're good rebounders. They're competitive kids, and they're good kids. And a lot of with Litchfield, we ask Matt to do so much for us. And he helps us break the press. He can handle the ball out front. He's a good shooter, and he requires so much attention from the other team. Really, it's just been a pleasure to coach.
And Coach Joe, over the last 2 years, it seems like the stamina and the strength of both Dale Valentine and Matt DeLuca have really increased and has given your ball clubs different dimensions.
Yes, Matt, he's really made the leap this year. Through the first half of last year, he really struggled, kind of getting comfortable. And then there towards the end of the season, I mean, he was the best player on the floor for our last 10 games. And really this season, he's just hit the ground running. I mean, he's been, from the first game of the season, he's been tremendous. I mean, I thought that he would have a very good year. I thought he'd be, you know, 17, 18 points a game. And there from the first night in Shelbyville when he scored 29, I mean, he's been very consistent. I think that he's had one game this year where he's been held under 15 points.
That's impressive.
Really been a load.
Coach, here we are talking about going into the regionals next week, and I guess you're like us here at the radio station. Even though it's been a long season, it's hard to believe that we're preparing for boys' regionals already.
It goes by so fast. I feel like after, once you get to Christmas, it just flies, and you get to play 2-3 times a week, and you look up, and it's at the end of February, and you're having senior night, and, you know, it's coming together right there at the end. So it's definitely gone by really fast.
Toppers will get Vandy on Tuesday night, and just like Greenville Litchfield, Vandy-Hillsboro, that's the rubber match of the season.
Yes. We played them at home early in the year. It was probably our best win of the season. They're a very good team. They're very well coached. Their guard play is tremendous. They create a lot of problems for us there. And we went over there about 3 weeks ago and just completely laid an egg, and they took it to us. But third time, we'll be on a neutral floor. We've already beat them once. We're confident going over there, and so we feel pretty good about it.
You definitely have, that's the nice thing about that regular season win. You have that confidence to know we can play with these guys.
Absolutely. Hey, we're playing a team that we've already beat.
And I remember that night when you beat Vandy, that was one of those games for DeLuca where he was just hot, hot, hot from the opening tap.
Yep. I think he had 19 points in the first half. Some other guys stepped up and knocked down shots, too. In the second half, we really handled their pressure, which I think is a key to beating them because they really try to speed you up on offense. So if we handle the press and defend well on the perimeter, we're going to be just fine.
One thing about it now, Coach, the next game you lose, well, you can go look for the ball and bat and move on to the next sport.
Yeah, and that's a tough thing. We're battling through some adversity right now, too. Matt Tomazzoli, sophomore wing for us, who's really come on strong the last few weeks, done a great job rebounding for us, knocking down shots from the perimeter. He hurt his knee last night, and the extent of it right now is not known. As far as long-term, as far as the basketball season, he's done. And that's really, we're going to have some guys step up for us, and Matt's really done a great job, and I just really feel terrible for him because, I mean, he's hurting right now just because he's not able to help the team.
And Joe, when injuries like that happen, from a coaching perspective, when you see a kid go down, I imagine your heart just sinks.
Yeah, you feel bad for the kid. It's all about the kid because we have a saying around here, when we have guys get injured or not able to play, it's next guy up. I mean, next guy up. Next guy's got to step up. And so from a team standpoint, you know, you feel good about, you know, whoever gets the opportunity to step up and help you out, you just feel bad for the individual that's hurt because, you know, you need to be on the floor to help your team, and that's just really hard to go through.
And that's really difficult to overcome. We saw on the flip side, we saw your cohort, Tietgen, go through the latter part of the season without Burkett when she went down with an injury. And for that youngster to sit there, especially when, you know, they're not coming back next year, they're a senior, and this is it, it's tough.
Yeah, I feel good that Matt's a sophomore. You know, if you're a senior like Faith was for the girls' team this year, your heart really goes out to them because they're not going to get to play high school basketball again. So that's really tough.
Joe, I kind of say this tongue-in-cheek, but aren't you glad you don't have to play Quincy Notre Dame?
What's that?
I say it tongue-in-cheek, but aren't you glad you guys don't have to play Quincy Notre Dame?
Absolutely, yeah. Our boys came back from that game at Beardstown, and they were like, Coach, they got this one girl that seriously could start for us and score 15 points a game.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about it after the game. I'm like, how many boys' teams could they beat? Scary.
Yeah, just unbelievable.
Go ahead.
It's unbelievable. Scores are just so impressive. I would be very shocked. I don't know a whole lot about the girls 2A of who's left, but I would just be shocked if they didn't win it seeing their scores. I mean, just very impressive.
If you want to learn how to press, just watch them.
you talk about stepping up. Dylan Perkins really stepped up when Matt got injured last night.
Yeah, no, he's had a very consistent year for us. Really come a long way. What you want in a senior, he is topper basketball. He works hard every day. He accepts challenges. He's done a nice job being a secondary scorer for us this year behind Matt. I think he's scoring right at 10, 11 points a game. Really hit some big shots in the last 2 years for us. Last year he was more of a perimeter player for us, and this year we've asked him to, you know, go down in the post a little bit and help out rebounding and scoring inside, and he's just been a pleasure to coach.
Joe, one thing that I look at through the years, and are the teams fun to watch? I think, you know, the Hilltoppers, the Purple Panthers here, both fun teams to watch play basketball. They may not win every game, but gosh, it's fun to watch them play ball. I think that's a great aspect of the ball of your ball club.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I mean, I see these kids every day, so I just love being around them, love coaching them, love watching them play. So I appreciate you saying that.
They are truly a lot of fun to watch, and good kids. I mean, you really have some good students there, and basketball is just a small part of their life, and they're going to go on and do greater and bigger and better things, but it's always good to have them for that short period in high school and be able to, you know, have a little input into their lives and teach them some life lessons. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, and it's been great with this particular group of seniors because I've had the opportunity to coach them at every level. I've coached them when they were freshmen and then moved up with them when they were JV, and then obviously I've had them for the last 2 years, so it's really been a pleasure to just see them grow as people and as competitors, and I know that they're going to do great things here after high school, so that's been really rewarding.
Joe, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning. We will see you on Tuesday night at Pena.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Take care, guys.
You too. Joe Vanzel, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. So the Panthers and the Comets, semifinal number one Tuesday night from Pena, and then Vandy and the Toppers, semifinal number two from Pena on Tuesday night. We'll have both those games for you right here on WSMI FM 106. Three regional games Monday night, two of them live. Four regional games Tuesday night, two of them live. Does not get much better than that here on the Sports Voice.
If you're a basketball junkie, this is the place to be this week.
That's right. We got you covered. Sports Saturday needs a break. We roll on following these messages.
Listen for high school basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Brought to you by Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Carlinville, Farmersville, Raymond, Chatham, and Rochester. The Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency in Litchfield. The Cubby Hole, a mile west of Carlinville High School. Security National Bank in Witt, Cawthine, Irving, and Fillmore. Brian's Auto and 23-Hour Towing in Litchfield. And by Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Carlinville, Burden, Litchfield, and Vandalia.
No one seems quite sure where the legend of George Washington and the cherry tree started, but one thing is for sure, February, the month of his birthday, is traditionally cherry dessert month. Make your desserts even better with pure, natural, high-quality, farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Top them with farmer-owned Prairie Farms whipped cream for a healthy February drink, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice, and taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. There's only one place to go to get the latest and best lawn and garden equipment. That's your Sears in the Litchfield Shopping Plaza. Save an additional 20% off all Craftsman lawn and garden equipment. Plus, choose an extra 5% off or no interest in financing for 18 months when you use your Sears card. And if you find a lower price, Sears will match that price, plus give you an extra 10% off the difference. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid through February 22nd. Fan Litchfield Hometown Sears on Facebook and get special Facebook Friday offers.
And at 9:45, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Partly cloudy skies for today. We'll have highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy skies continuing on through tonight. We'll have a low in around the upper 20s. And then for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies yet again. Expect a high Sunday of around 40 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies. It will be warmer. There's a slight chance for some rain Monday night and Tuesday. Expect highs in the low 50s. The lows will be in the mid-30s. At 9:45, we have a temperature reading of 36 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in 1 minute.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal intention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
Back here on WSMI Sports Saturday.
Let's talk a little bit about girls basketball, Tim, before we leave the subject of basketball. And early on this week, we saw a couple of our area teams bow out of the postseason, but what a terrific run both of them had in Gillespie and Hillsboro, and winning regional tournaments and getting to the sectional. And both of them lost on the opening night of the sectional, but kudos to Kevin Gray and to Brett Teakin and the Miners and the Toppers.
Well, both teams showed themselves very well up there at Beardstown last week, as Gillespie did not go away. You knew they wouldn't. They just got on one of those magical rides late in the season. They just play so hard for Kevin Gray. Unbelievably hard does Gillespie play.
And they almost will themselves into being competitive and staying in the contest. I mean, they could. There was a point there in the second half that they could have just laid down, and it would have ended up being a 25-point blowout. But that was not the case. They just battled.
So. You could say the same things for the Toppers against QND. As really, I mean, they kept it close, relatively speaking. You see what Quincy Notre Dame did to Williamsville, the sectional final. I think it was 90-23 was the final. And, I mean, Hillsboro, they really showed themselves well against the Raiders in that sectional semifinal. That QND team, they're just
awesome.
They're just loaded. And I said during the broadcast, it's appropriate that their nickname is the Raiders, because they just roll into your town, they rob it blind, and then just burn it to the ground on their way out. I mean, they just, there's no quit. No, they're relentless.
They are. And they're deep. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. You bring three kids or four kids off the bench, it's the same thing. You get, Tim, we were just amazed at the ability to trap.
Oh, everywhere.
At any time, anywhere on the court, just, you've got the ball, boom, right there. There's two people by you.
I mean, generally, any coach will tell you that if you're facing full court pressure, you want to make the volleyball line.
Sure.
You're out of bounds line. Stay in between the volleyball lines in the middle of the floor and you're good.
Yeah.
Not against QND or not. They trap you in the middle of the floor. They were trapping off of misses.
Yes.
I've never seen a team effectively, consistently trap off of a miss. Hillsborough does a good job, force a tough shot, hand in the face, you get the rebound. Before you can pivot around to outlet, you're trapped by two girls who are 6'2", right under the basket.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and then they would trap you on the inbounds.
First pass. Trap.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times teams don't get into a trapping situation and in a pressing situation until they make a basket.
Doesn't matter then.
That's all they do.
All they do is trap. And if you somehow get past the first trap, then they're all chasing and they're poking the ball away from behind. And then I don't know how many layups they get on average, but it's a lot. I mean, they could go a whole game without having to shoot a jump shot.
Well, in the Hillsborough game, Hillsborough comes out and scores the first bucket and goes ahead 2-0.
Made him mad.
And trap, and the first, next thing you knew, it was 18-2.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
I mean, on layups.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just unbelievably impressive was
Q&A. They are a very impressive team, and quite honestly,
I've never seen a high school team like it.
I've never
really
seen a girls' high school team like it, no.
And I think in looking at their roster, a considerable bunch of these girls is back next year.
Well, and they'll have a nice recruiting class coming in to follow up those girls. That's just a fact. You know, that's just a fact. Not saying it to be wise or anything. That's the reality of the situation.
It's a non-boundary school, and that means they can go come from anywhere.
That's just the way it is. And there's not a public school in the state. I don't care what class it is.
Yeah.
4A. There's not a public school in the state.
I'd like to see Whitney Young or Bolingbrook.
That would be interesting.
Play these kids.
But you know, because I remember whenever I heard they beat Edwardsville, I thought, how did that happen?
Yeah.
After seeing them?
Yeah.
I understand now.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
And I believe they only, they won that Edwardsville game by 1 point.
I think it was a 1 point win.
Yeah.
But Edwardsville is very impressive.
State ranked in 4A.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Edwardsville coach is the lady that used to be at
Lori Blake, Hall of Famer.
Carolyn. Yeah.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Very impressive.
To say the least.
QND.
Yeah. Very good.
And I think we had a chance to see the eventual state champions.
I think so. It would be neat to see Payne score off against them for the state championship. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah. So
I don't know what Payne would think.
Well, that would be their wish because that would mean they're playing in the championship
game. That's right.
More than likely.
It would be no worse than second in the state.
Yeah. But it's one of those things when the parents came out, every team that was in their sectional complex, like,
oh. God.
Oh, no. Just one of the. They're just that good. They just are. So, QND on their way would appear to back-to-back state titles. You never know. Boys regionals get underway next week. And, Terry, we're going to have lots of coverage next week. Should be a lot of fun and some good regional tournaments coming up.
Well, you know, when you look at the 2A regionals that we're going to be covering a lot of from East Altonwood River and North Greene and Pena. You know, those for the most part, are pretty equally balanced. The 1A regional, really the only one we're covering is the Edinburgh regional. And I would certainly think Nokomis has a leg up there just based on their performance. They won the Prairie State Conference last night, picked up their 19th win of the season. They obviously are going to be the odds-on favorite. But there's a little pesky South Fork team in there that beat them last year, of course. And South Fork has had a modicum of success again this year. So I think we're in for some interesting matchups. Generally, regional tournament week brings you a couple of interesting games along the way, as it did in the girls' tournament.
Can anybody upset Alton Marquette in the East Alton,
I
don't know.
That's probably the big question right there. I think, you know, Alton Marquette there and Pena at Pena. Are those two teams pretty much locked in for wins in those regionals? Because, my gosh, they're just awful darn good. They just do so many things well. They're so well coached. Great athletes. I don't know. It's just going to be tough. But that's why you play the ball.
That's why you're playing. That's exactly right.
Great time of year.
Yeah, yes.
I believe my memory serves right. Alton Marquette's got some height on their ball club.
Oh, yeah.
Marquette's got some height. They've got some quickness. They've got some shooters. They've got
a little
defenders.
Bit of everything.
They are a well-rounded ball club, and they're still young.
Yeah.
From all accounts, they're much better this year than they were last year when they lost in the sectional to Breeze Central.
I think the sectionals around here, where our local schools are, where our teams are based in the regionals, and the sectionals that feed in, or the regionals that feed into the area sectionals. Sectionals are going to be tough.
Oh, man.
They're going to be brutal.
Well, that Nokomis sectional has the potential to really be a quality tournament.
Well, you know, the Nokomis sectional in 1A will take winners from New Berlin, Calhoun, Edinburgh, and Jabot, and it's the Jabot regional right now where you've got Oakville 1 and Madison 2. Oof. Man,
that's a heavy hitter.
Those are two heavy hitters right there, and they're going to meet probably in the regional championship game. So I would say you know, that's a regional to definitely keep your eye on. Carrollton, of course, the top-ranked team at Calhoun, as well they should be.
Oh, yeah.
Franklin is top-ranked at New Berlin, and then the Pretzels are ranked number two there, and Nokomis gets the top seed at Edinburgh, with Kincaid, South Fork being the number two seed. So,
what sectional would Marquette go into?
Marquette.
Coming out of the East Alton Wood River region.
They would go into the Vandalia sectional.
Okay.
And they would take on the winner from Freeburg, which is going to be Breeze Central or Breeze Modern Day, and probably Breeze Central since they're the top ranked.
And that's who they ran into last year.
Yeah, that's who exactly who they ran into last year. But then in that same sectional, you've got Pena and Carlisle, you know, the winner of that Pena regional. We'll feed into there. And out of North Green, you've got West Central and North Mac. So,
I'd say what, if you get all the teams that by seed should get to that Vandalia sectional, ooh, buddy, that'll be a quality 2A sectional right there.
You're going to have four teams in there probably approaching 100 wins.
Yeah.
And, or if not more than 100 wins, and really high-quality teams.
And programs who are used to being there.
That's just the thing, Tim. I think this year we're seeing kind of a throwback to teams who have had reputations and are building on those reputations or progressing again on those reputations. So should be an interesting week of basketball. And in the sectionals next week for the next step up, I think will be a lot of good basketball as well for the Class A, 1A, and 2A teams.
Well, guys, we've only got a few minutes left, and that's all we need to talk about Illinois. Yeah. Just a few minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
they have fallen apart, to say the least. Well, I believe Bruce Weber's
done the same, basically verbally.
He's lost his mind.
Yeah.
You
know, that's one of those, like they always say, like, if you're going to be on Twitter and tweet something, think about it before you hit send.
Yeah.
Bruce Weber really should have had his filter working the other night after that loss, because those are the types of comments that get coaches fired.
You know, I heard those, and I'm going, this just doesn't sound like Bruce Weber.
Pressure does funny things,
doesn't it?
But I mean, he watches the football coach get fired, and he knows very well that he's on the same sort of hot seat now, especially. I think they've lost 7 of 8, now 5 and 8 in the Big Ten.
Several of those are games they should have won.
Absolutely.
And today is a very important game, even though the Illini are on a banana peel, but it's a very important game because if they can't beat Nebraska, they are really, really hurting.
Well, I think it's safe to say if they lose today to Nebraska, they're not going to make the tournament, and Bruce Weber's definitely not going to be back next year.
The only way they would make the tournament is win the Big Ten Conference.
And they historically have played
well
there.
And they could do that, but, man, that's just been such a tough haul for these guys. And after watching them the other night, Tim, it just amazes me the number of unforced errors, passing that I see, the poor shot selection. I mean, they come down there and they just heave up a shot. Nobody's underneath to block out. They don't even make the defense work. I just don't get it.
Whenever we talk to our high school coaches, I always like to ask at the end of the year, where has been your most improvement from the start of the year to the end of the year? For the Illini, there is none.
No.
There is none. They make the same mistakes in game one that they'll make today.
Yeah.
You can guarantee that Brandon Paul will have about 5 to 6 turnovers where he just throws the ball right to the other team. Yeah. Just take it. Don't want
or
it.
Or throws it into the stands.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing how many times the Illini don't even get the ball across the center line.
And if they get it across the center line, they wind up dribbling out near midcourt for 30 seconds and then jacking up a three-pointer. That, to me, is the most frustrating thing about the Illini. You always hear Bruce Weber talk, run motion, run motion. How about you don't? How about not? How about you run something that works? Maybe we could try that for a change. Well, I don't know.
You know, when they get the ball to Myers Leonard, he can do things.
He can do things.
And this guy's probably going to the NBA next year. Let's just be honest. He's probably not going to stick around here. They're probably going to throw big bucks at the guy.
Well, he's going to be gone either way because I don't know that he really likes playing for Bruce Weber maybe as much as he thought he was going to. And so if Weber's back, he's gone. Mm-hmm. And if Weber gets fired, well, he's not going to stick around for a new coach. So, I think odds are that Myers-Lynn is probably going to be in the
NBA.
When
they get him
the ball.
He's
such a talent.
Yeah, he can do so many things. And, yes, he's young, and, you know, he'll grow. He's going to continue to grow. But it certainly gives a different dimension to the Illini. It makes the defense actually work.
And with a new AD at Illinois, I just cannot see Weber returning.
It's really
new
hard to make.
Sweeps clean.
He's not making it easy on himself, let's put it that way.
No, they certainly aren't. So.
And then after today, they got Ohio State coming up on Tuesday. You know the Buckeyes are going to be agitated after that loss they had in Champaign.
Yeah.
Ohio State's going to say, these guys beat us.
Yeah, that game could get ugly real fast for the Illini. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Never know. Lots of regional basketball coming up for you next week. We'll have Action tonight on the final night of the regular season. A good one.
Yeah.
Bunker Hill at Staunton. Those two clubs, kind of like Litchfield Hillsborough.
Yes.
Toss the records out. They always play a good ball game. So the Minutemen and the Bulldogs tonight. Live coverage 7:30 here on FM 106. Streaming at WSMIRadio.com. The Fighting Illini come up at 3:30 this afternoon. Uncle Ralph, quick. Do they win? Illinois. At Nebraska. They win?
I've got to believe Illinois is going to win this. And regardless of how lousy they played, I just cannot believe it. They're going to lose to Nebraska today.
Didn't sound real confident. Yes or no, Terry? No, he says. I'm going to say no as well. That's it for Sports Saturday. WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville. CNN Radio News right now.